Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page XIII in the foreword to the first edition. And we are on the fifth paragraph at the bottom of the page. We are not an organization in the conventional sense. Through three paragraphs ending with medical and religious societies are welcomed. We're reading and commenting on those three paragraphs only today. The readers this morning are for the 12 Steps, Leslie M., 12 Traditions, Mary P. Reader of the text is Laura R., Diane N. will read page 164, and our backup reader is Lois P. The reference number for Tuesday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 18,585. And for this morning, Wednesday, February 23rd, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 18,588. That's 18588. Our newcomer greeter this morning will be Kaylee R., and Robin P. will do the announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive eating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I'll now ask Leslie M. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Dawn. Thank you for your service. I am Leslie M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. The 12 steps. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service this month, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Leslie M. And I'll now ask Mary P. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. This is Mary P. from Austin, Texas, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. Thank you for letting me serve, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Mary P. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page XIII, the fifth paragraph. We are not an organization in the conventional, reading through 3 paragraphs, ending with medical and religious societies will be welcomed. And we're reading and commenting on those 3 paragraphs only. I'll now ask Laura R. to read the three paragraphs and get us started. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Laura R., grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. We are not an organization in the conventional sense of the word. There are no fees or dues whatsoever. The only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination, nor do we oppose anyone. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. We should like to be helpful to such cases. Inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcomed, Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm just honored to be able to, I'm honored to be a part of this group and to be able to read and share my experience, strength, and hope. If you're new, welcome. You've landed in a good spot. This is a really healthy OA meeting, and I am so grateful that someone told me about it 4 years ago. Because I needed to, I was interested to hear from those who were getting results from this book, and I heard it. You know, before I got to program, I went to, you know, church for my spiritual life. I went to, you know, pay and ways for my physical or gyms, and I went to therapy for my mental. And it was all separate, and I paid for most of them other than church, but I just didn't get it. I did not know how to recover. And I love that the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop drinking. When I first came, I did not. I had the desire. I didn't have the power, and I didn't know that. And And so by coming here and landing, thank God, into a healthy OA meeting, I learned about the disease of alcoholism, which means that I have a body of the alcoholic and a mind of an alcoholic. Once I ingest foods, certain foods into my system, not realizing that even if it's like, okay, well, I have a thing with cake and cookies and then, like I have to admit all things for me. At least that's what I learned. And that's what has been my experience. Like all sugar, you know, looking at ketchup or like, you know, I have to look at all of it and I just didn't get it. And I was wondering why I couldn't stop eating. And when I realized I had, you know, certain substances that I ingest in my body, I just couldn't stop. And that my mind's going to tell me over and over again, unless I get a spiritual solution, that it's okay for me to eat those things again. Holy smokes. I didn't get it. So I would go to these pains and ways and like not realize that I'm suffering from a spiritual malady. And I learned that here. You know, I learned that here. And I was able to combine the emotional, the mental, the physical, the spiritual all together by coming to a 12-step program and by learning a design for living, you know, that really works in rough going. Thank you, God. And I learn it one day at a time. I keep the food down because God helps me do that. And I work a spiritual program. I love that inquiry by scientific, medical, and religious societies will be welcomed. We are open to tell people about this way of life. You know, I hear a lot of times people go into doctor's offices or churches and tell them about their meetings and try to be helpful to other people and let them know that there's a way out for people who suffer with this addiction. And once again, I'm just, you know, so grateful that when I came to a vision for you, again, help the OA meeting, that they were talking, you know, they have this book and we read chapter by chapter and we learn about the disease of alcoholism and we learn about a solution. You know, the first 44 pages plus the doctor's opinion and even the prefaces and the forwards all talk about, thank you, a way out and about the disease and for me to learn, is this me? And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Laura R., for getting us started. I'll now be opening up the lines to take the names of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last 3 days, please let me know your name and first initial.
Larry G.
Jody E.
Larry G.
Donna.
Elaine G.
Donna.
Jody E.
Donna B.
Jessica S.
Donna B. Jessica S.
Margaret D. with a question.
Okay, questions are, we don't really take questions, but if you're new, you can leave your number at the end, and people will call you and you can ask them the questions. So I have Larry G., Jody E., Donna B., Jessica S. Let's start with that lineup. Larry G., please go ahead, please.
And what page are you on, please?
Okay, sure. We're on page XIII, the fifth paragraph, the forward to the first edition.
Okay,
Larry G., please share with us.
Good morning. And my name is Larry G., and I'm from Northern California. Wow, what a great way to kick this meeting off. Thank you, Laura. I can go back and listen to that. It was a great share. I am so great, profoundly grateful that this is an unconventional organization. I am a square peg that has tried to fit myself into round hole organizations. And I failed miserably. I was kicked out of Letterman's Club in high school, Key Club in high school. I've been kicked out of buffets, all you can eat. I was in an international service organization when I was an alcoholic practicing my craft and kicked out of that organization. I've been fired 3 times because of food, literally fired 3 times, top producer fired 3 times because I was compulsively eating, passed out in my car, pager, phone going off. This is the first organization I have never been kicked out of. In fact, when I tell my story in the beginning, in my first 30 days, I get applause. I totally fucked my entire life up and I'm getting applause. People understand, people get me. And if you're new in this program, hang around, stay with us, reach out, we'll reach back. This is the greatest adventure of my life and will be the greatest adventure of your life. And thank God we are not a conventional organization. I love the fact that in the Vision for You, you don't have to have 90 days to speak. If you eat 10 grapes, if you, you know, catch 10 grapes in, you have 11, you don't have, it's not a relapse. You don't have sponsors telling you how to eat, what to eat, when to call, when not to call. The only requirement for us, get this is what's amazing. The only requirement is a desire not to compulsively eat. Don't have to believe in a God, don't have to believe in a certain religion, don't have to believe in a political organization, philosophy. The only requirement in this organization is desire to stop eating compulsively. You can talk. In fact, I love the fact when I got started in Alcoholics Anonymous 40 years ago, my sponsor said, I want you talking immediately. I want you to own your seat. I want you to build your alcoholic identity. And I said, Tom, I said, what's the alcoholic identity? He said, the alcoholic identity is you don't eat, you drink no matter what. And so if you're a newcomer, build your compulsive eating identity, which is you don't eat no matter what. Join us at this table. Speak up. You know, share your pain, and we'll help you to recover as I've been helped to recover. Thank you. I pass it back to you, Dawn.
Thank you so much, Larry G. Jody E., please share with us, followed by Donna B.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Jody E., gratefully recovered in California. So I was so very grateful when I came to my very first meeting so many years ago that it was free. I had a baby, I wasn't working, and I had never been a big earner. I was definitely an under earner. And that, it was also just reassuring to me. This is not an organization or people who want my money. They sincerely care. I'm one of them, they are one of me. We are all in this together. I sensed that right away, and it really attracted me to the program, that there were no fees or dues whatsoever, which is one of the traditions. The seventh tradition says, every AA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. We only give if we want to. We don't solicit funds from outside, and we don't solicit them so much from each other either. It's totally voluntary. That was an attraction for me. And the only requirement for membership is an honest desire to stop eating compulsively. That's the third tradition. And these traditions were not yet formed when this foreword was written, but this is the precursor to the traditions. We are not allied with any particular faith, sect, or denomination. Tradition four. No, not tradition four, but one of the traditions says that. So, and that too was reassuring, that I don't have to belong to a particular religion. I don't have to even believe in God. I can have my own conception of God. All of these traditions give me confidence in the program, and they make sense to me, and they are attractive to me. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. We simply wish to help each other. Once we get this recovery, we're so elated, we're so relieved. Our life has been given back to us. Of course we want to share it with others. So if you are new, we do hope you will stay and just keep coming back and listen. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to give us any money. Just listen and hear the recovery. And you too, though you may come to scoff, you may remain to pray. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Jody E. from California. Donna B., please share with us, followed by Jessica S.
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic in Denver, Colorado. My name is pronounced Donna, but it is spelled D-A-N-A. And I welcome you to reach out to me. I also was struck by the reminder that this is not a conventional organization. In my work which is a conventional organization, we certainly talk to each other, and we navigate challenges, and we share opinions, and we solve problems, and we serve people. But we do so in the spirit of the mission of the organization. And in OA, I also talk to people, reason things out, share my challenges, ask questions, share my story, listen to other story. But the purpose is that we're willing to grow along spiritual lines. And that means something different for every single individual, and there's a space for that. It's accepted here. And sometimes I find myself doing very strange things in the real world, like asking people, how are you doing, really? Is there anything I can do to be helpful to you? How are you feeling about your spiritual connection and your well-being? How do you comfort yourself? Do you feel that you're a part of something bigger than you are? And so I've sort of become an unconventional person because I go out in the world and I do wacky things like really caring about other people and really inquiring for the truth and depth of their life experience. I love to hear about other people's stories. I'm interested to hear about this program of recovery working in other people's lives. That continues to build my faith, my trust, that this will continue to work in my life. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna B. from Colorado. Jessica S., please share with us, and then I'll be opening up the lines to take more names. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, yes, this is Jessica S. from Northeastern Ohio. I kind of wanted to speak to the newcomer, and I wanted to call your attention to page 59 in the chapter, How It Works. To show you that step one says that we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, in our case, overeating or bulimia or whatever spectrum you are on the eating scale. We are powerless. So, I mean, we can't control our food thought. And as my sponsor always say, we have to expose those food thoughts to the light. You know, it says, I forget where, but it says that a mental obsession is the cause of the problem. So if our mental obsession is the cause of the problem, that means that we don't have any control over it. Some of us have habits that we have had, you know, for decades, and we come here. You know, we finally get here after, you know, going through Page and Wade, after going through therapy. And, you know, those habits are deeply rooted, you know, deeply rooted in us. I mean, you think of an oak tree. I mean, you're not just going to cut the branches, you know, of the oak tree. You're going to try to uproot. You're going to get a jackhammer, and you're going to get all the roots, all the things that pertain to that oak tree, and you're going to pull it out. So if you going back to the reading, if you have a desire to stop eating, you know, then call one of us. You know, tell us. I mean, you're not bothering us. I mean, we're here. I mean, we've been where you are. You know, I'm in my first trip through the steps, and I am, by the God's grace, I'm 45 days, maybe 46 days absent. And I still have those thoughts. And you know what I had to do? I had to call my sponsor. I had to call fellows in the program and say, hey, I'm thinking of this. I'm thinking of that. Because, you know, I had to take the shame out of my thought, because that's what my disease would tell me. My disease would say no one will care if I had a food thought. no one, I mean, I'm bothering someone. And that, you know, the disease will always say, also say, you know, you've been through the step three times. Shouldn't you have known by now? I mean, I've been in this program for almost 2 years, and I still have food stuff. I still have food habits. And why? Okay. Because I'm a, I'll wrap up. Because I'm a compulsive overeater, because I'm powerless. I'm powerless over this thing, and I need my fellow to help as, along with my higher power. And with that, I'll thank. Thank you, moderator.
Thank you so much, Jessica S. from Ohio. And I want to remind you, we are on page XIII in the foreword to the first edition, the fifth paragraph. We are not an organization in the conventional sense, and we're reading through three paragraphs, and we're focusing our comments on those paragraphs only. So who would, let's see, although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Joanne L.
Deb E.
Joanne L. Deb E.
Deb E. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Jim E.
Elaine G.
Was that Jim E.?
No.
Yeah, Elaine Jim E.
G. Elaine G.
And Elaine G.
Anna W.
Anna W.
Yep.
Okay, let's stop with that. We've got Joanne L., Deb E., Jim E., Elaine G., and Anna W. Go ahead, Joanne L., and please share with us.
This is Joanne L. from Ohio. I don't know about how honest my desire was when I first came into program. I think I was more wanting to escape the effects of what the food was doing to me and what it was wreaking the havoc, how it was wreaking havoc on my life. And I had learned on our last call a little bit of the history on why it's it says an honest desire in the first edition, and then by the time the traditions were written, they took that word honest out. And it makes sense, you know, that this is a program really not necessarily for those who want it or need it. It's for those who want it, but those who don't want it yet are maybe brought here by the courts or whatever. Back in the AA days, I guess there's not too many that come into OA through the courts, but you know, hopefully that the seed would be planted and they'd stick around long enough to where that spiritual awakening would happen for them, and then they would end up having an honest desire. And I think that's what happened for me. I really just didn't want to be fat anymore. I wasn't thinking anything about developing a spiritual life or you know, putting the food down, all the food down. I mean, seriously, everything that I loved, all those binge foods that I craved. But, you know, that's what I love about this program. It is so welcoming, and it has open arms for all of us, you know, whether we're ready or not, whether we're willing or not. You know, we just claim our seat, and you know, sometimes the transformation happens. Unfortunately for some, it might not, but I'm grateful that it did happen for me and that I stuck around long enough to realize the miracle of this program. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanne L. from Ohio. Deb E., please share with us, followed by Jim E. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Thank you. Hi, it's Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And I can't help but think the word honest kind of made me laugh to myself a little bit, because I think back to when I started and I had a strong desire to stop binging, but there was nothing about me at the time that had any honesty or integrity or like depth about my desire. It was a very shallow desire. My desire was all based on how I looked, and I wanted my body to be thinner, and I wanted it to, you know, I wanted it to be exactly the shape I wanted it to be. And so when I see the word honest here, it just makes me think of that, that like how far I've come from that desire to like, all I wanted was, it was just about the body I could get, you know, if I could just stop binging, just stop obsessing and eating, and how much I've gained from it and how differently I look at that now. And now I try to focus so much on honesty. Also, I listened to a little bit of the second hour earlier, and something was mentioned about like the only requirement part, and it's so true that the only requirement for membership is to want to stop, you know, stop the obsession with the food, but that's not what gets me recovered. It's the work, it's the steps, it's the connection with the higher power that gets me recovered. And so it's a great start, and it's what got me here, but it's not what the solution has been. You know, that's only the beginning. And I like that last sentence in the second paragraph too. We simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. Like, I really do have, that's where, like, I feel like the honest desire, I can say now, I have an honest desire to help others follow this path. I have an honest desire to see other people recover too. There's really, it's some of the most satisfying stuff I do in my life, working with other OA fellows and watching them, you know, go from having that vacant look in their eyes to like their eyes clearing and them kind of connecting to that spirituality and starting on their journey is really a true pleasure. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Deb E. from Israel. Jim E., please share with us now, followed by Elaine G. Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My name is Jim. I'm a compulsive overeater in Nanaimo, BC, Canada. It's the first time sharing on this meeting. I'm really, really grateful to be here and to be having a sane start to my day in some fellowship. I just want to read this here from the end of that. We shall be interested to hear from those who are getting results from this book, particularly from those who have commenced work with other alcoholics. I'm always very often struck when I read the big book. Like these guys, whoever wrote that, Bill W., whoever wrote that was like, maybe we'll hear from someone who reads this book, hopefully. And then you fast forward, whatever it is, 85, 90 years later now. And you know, I've got the steps in this book have spawned however many fellowships and saved however many lives. And when I want to talk to another compulsive overeater, I mean, I go on, I'm in numerous groups on apps, literally have access at any time to hundreds, if not thousands, of other compulsive overeaters to carry the message to them and to get the message from them. And the guys who wrote this book were literally, in order to talk and carry the message to save their own lives and talk to other alcoholics, literally called cold calling psychiatric wards and churches and visiting guys strapped down to gurneys, you know, hunting down other alcoholics. And like, what an unbelievable life-saving blessing to have these fellowships, to have Overeaters Anonymous so available, saving lives every day. The steps have saved my life. They save my life every day. And I don't really know if I have anything else really. I'm just really grateful. I'm grateful to sponsor. I have two sponsees. I'm in Canada. I have a sponsee in Ireland. I have a sponsee in Kenya. And, you know, 90 years ago, these guys were writing a book being like, we really hope we hear from someone who reads this book, not knowing what was going to happen. It's just unbelievable. Anyways, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jim E. from Canada. Elaine G., please share with us now, followed by Anna W., and then I'll take a few more names.
Yeah, hi, everybody. I'm Elaine. and very grateful to be at this meeting. Anyway, about this paragraph, the way I see it is that just like an alcoholic anonymous, one, as they put it, drunk helping another one is the way they can stay sober. It's the same way in Overeaters Anonymous. If you don't help somebody, then you're not going to be able to stay abstinent. You know, whatever's given freely to me, I give back. And I wondered why, before I came to Vision for You, and I didn't go through the big book, why I wasn't staying abstinent. You know? It was all about me, me, me. You know? I'm not helping others. And yes, when you come in this program, doesn't make any difference what religion you are, what you look like, how heavy you are, or anything. It just has to do with as they put in the book, the honest desire to stop eating compulsively. Like when I first came in the program, I believe I had an honest desire. All I know is that if they tell me, I can't compulsively overeat, I won't eat compulsively, so I could lose weight. It was all about the vanity first. And it wasn't until 7 years later, I'm in the program over 7 years now, that I realized yes, you have to have an honest desire to stop eating compulsively, but I have to be spiritually fit. If I'm not spiritually fit with God and helping other compulsive overeaters, I don't stay abstinent. Thank you.
Thank you, Elaine G. Anna W., please share with us.
Hi, everybody. I'm Anna W. from Land O'Lakes, Florida. I am a grateful compulsive overeater in recovery, day 17, abstinent. Why is that important? Because I have spent quite a long time in and out of relapse and recovery. And what strikes me now on this page is the number of times that the word we is used. Why is that important? Because this disease for me is an isolating one. I will, in my disease, hunker down and get so far deep in myself. I will not shed light on feelings. I will not shed light on what is happening. I will just bury everything. But the six times that the word we is used here now helps me to realize and understand just on a deeper level, on a profound level, that I'm not alone, and that it's okay, that as long as I just have the desire to stop compulsively eating, binging, purging, overexercising, all of that, restricting, I can start here. And I'm also, I'm a reading teacher, and I'm also very compelled by the use of words. And in a time where all they had was words, and they had to compel people and to urge them to understand that we are not a typical organization. I didn't want to be a part of a typical organization, but I also wanted to be a part of something. And that words could be so compelling at that time, and they still are for me. I don't need all of the flashiness that never grabbed me, but the words on these pages helps me to understand now that I'm part of this big group of people, this fellowship, and I can have what they have. I can have what was the foundation of what was in 1939 given, and I can be a part of that. I want that. That's what I want. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Anna W. And now I'm going to open up the lines to take more names of people who would like to share on the paragraphs that are on, starting at the bottom, page XIII, in the foreword to the first edition, the fifth paragraph, starting with, "We are not an organization in the conventional sense," reading through three paragraphs, ending with, "Medical and religious societies will be welcomed." So We do value your experience, but we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share with us?
Rob H.
Rob H.
Nancy L.
And one more name.
Monica P.
Monica P. Okay, go ahead, Rob H.
Thank you. Rob H., compulsive overeater from upstate New York. I sort of read through this, but what I get out of it is, we simply wish to be helpful to those who are afflicted. And I definitely found that true this morning. Today is my weigh-in day, and I'm up like 6.5 pounds from last month. And so I texted out a bunch of people in LA, and pretty much almost every single person got back to me, and it felt better, I felt like sort of like I was a failure, or sort of like, I'm just sick of it all or whatever, but, just life is tough right now. And I know that I haven't been working on my gratitudes. I know that I haven't been, doing as much as I could, possibly in OA and taking care of myself and stuff. It's just been tough with getting a couple new jobs, getting off the ground with that. And, I did try to carry the message to, one of my newer coworkers, and I don't know if that always goes well. I feel like I get, kind of judgmental sometimes, but yeah, this is where it's at. The book, I almost felt like I had trouble just sitting through and listening in this meeting, which I don't always do that. So I'm going to do meditation after the call, and then get to work on the rest of my life for today. So I guess that's all I got. I just hope that I help somebody by speaking up. So I'll pass.
Thank you, Rob H. from New York. Nancy L., please share with us, followed by Monica P.
Thank you. I am Nancy L. from Georgia, and recovered today from my compulsive eating. And I'm so happy that there was an organization such as OA, that the only requirement for membership was a desire. And that's about all I had, was a desire to stop binge eating, because I was just destroying my health. And after the beautiful step studies and all the meetings that I've been so fortunate to be able to attend, and so many wonderful people sharing their experience, strength, and hope, today I'm in a normal size body, and my doctors say just keep doing what you're doing, and that wouldn't have happened if I had not found OA, and it wouldn't have happened if somebody hadn't have told me that I had an allergy in my body and an obsession of my mind. All I knew is once I start binge eating, I can't stop, and that has been the sweetest information that could have been passed on to me. It saved my life. It has saved my poor old bones and joints, because I was destroying those with my bulimic exercising and trying to exercise off all that binge food I had taken into my body, and that's impossible. Trying to do this by myself, and that's impossible. So that I know with my God, the God of my understanding, I am not powerless anymore. I have that power that helps me every morning when I get up and follow the directions of this big book and follow those directions throughout my day. It's a beautiful experience. The best thing I think about, one of the good things, is the peace and the calmness that I have in my life now. I'm not discontented and disagreeable all the time as I was before recovery. But the peace that I have today can only come from the God of my understanding and the people that I hear on Vision and on my OA meetings. So I thank you. Thank you for being the host for this meeting and your service. And I will pass.
Thank you, Nancy L. from Georgia. Monica P., please share with us. Press star 1, Monica P. Okay, maybe Monica had to go ahead.
I'm there now. Sorry, thank you for that. This is Monica P., grateful, recovered, compulsive eater from Canada. First time actually live on this line. I've listened to the podcast many times. And if someone had told me that I would be willing to get up at 7 a.m. in the morning for my recovery, I would have said, forget it. I'm willing to do anything, but I'm not willing to do that thing. And here I am, and it's because of the helpfulness of someone else in recovery. You know, I mentioned to them that I wanted to get up early, and they said, well, so do I. How about I call you at 6:45 and we'd be accountable to each other? And it's out of that desire for me to know that that would be helpful to someone else, that I would be able to be helpful to myself. And that's what recovery has done for me, this honest desire to be helpful to others pervades sort of every part of my day. You know, it used to be this self-centered, self-seeking, what's in it for me? How are you, why are you inconveniencing me? You know, what am I going to get back? And now it's just this desire to be helpful. You know, how can I be useful? How can I serve someone else? How can I be kind? Where can I listen? You know, not how much can I talk, but what can I really hear and reflect back? And it's just a miracle that if someone wrote this book with the criteria that, you know, all you need to do is show up and be willing to consider there's a power greater than you and have an honest desire to stop eating compulsively. And that's all you need. That's the only requirement for membership. And, you know, it's amazing that I have sponsees from different religions, from different, you know, organizations from me, and we speak the same language. We speak the language of recovery, and I'm just really grateful to be here with you all today. And if you're new, you know, keep coming back. There's a miracle waiting for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Monica P., and thank you to everyone who shared and made this meeting just a wonderful, beautiful thing. And if you're new, please stick around. We'll have a time for newcomers to share their contact information and sponsors as well. I'm now going to close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Diane N. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you. This is for your service, and this is Diane N. from Georgia. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as we understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you.